regarding the fate of the mass charges. And you know, what has kind of become true to form in terms of reporting around State of the Nation address, it's not necessarily focused on the issues of SONA, but more focused on the disruptions and a lot of the hoo-ha and controversy surrounding it. But where the coverage did really focus on the actual outputs was, of course, linked a lot to state-owned enterprises, a lot in terms of ESCOM's restructuring, independent power producers really coming to the fore, and of course, SAA being placed under business rescue, of course, them now receiving funding from PBSA also recently. So a lot regarding state-owned enterprises, a lot regarding the economy especially, and a lot of discussions regarding unemployment rates. And in 2019 also, again, if you link the 2 years to each other, a lot of the topics, again, outside of EFF, it's the continued topics around state-owned enterprises. Unemployment issues were also prominent last year. National health insurance, of course, being mentioned last year, and now it's coming to fruition. So some of the issues, and this is what media also highlighted, some of the issues have been addressed, but majority of the issues seem like the status quo, and that was definitely a major talking point surrounding the State of the Nation address. And the economic status and what is being done to improve. And of course, last year, a lot of the focus was on the upcoming elections, whereas this year there was a bit more to do in terms of employment, developing the economy and the like. And we are, of course, looking forward to next week. Well, I don't want to say looking forward to, but next week is, of course, all of this now leads up to the budget speech next week, where they are talking already of tax increase of close to 25 billion rand, which will include personal tax increases, which will be potentially include another percentage raise in that. So really, we are kind of on the tipping point, as the media points out, and as the State of the Nation address did point out, in terms of the economy, in terms of business. And this is of course a core concern for a lot of companies, a lot of brands in the South African space, where there is a lot of retrenchments happening, a lot of retrenchments being announced the past couple of weeks, which include Goodyear, which include AB InBev, which include Daimler. So definitely companies are feeling the pinch. And of course, from a communications perspective, it becomes really important to understand how we actually, as brands, should operate in this very volatile.